it's Nelson, and he's going to give one of the magic breath.
Am I good? Can you hear?
Yeah.
All right. So I started telling stories in, I've always told stories. But I started hanging out with the Guild back in September 2005. And just told family stories. I told stories. My brothers and I get together and we laugh about the same stories every single time we get together. And everybody else laughs with us. But the last few times I've started learning my own. I've started learning stories that other people have told. And tonight I found this story called The Magic Brush in a work that was put together by Allison Cox and a friend of hers named The Healing Heart. And it's in the library. I'm used to work at the library, so I put a little plug in. But you can check it out. This one is, she's got two volumes. One is Healing Hearts for the community, and the one that I have now is Healing Hearts for the family. So, this is a Chinese folk tale, and it's about a little boy named Ma Lian. He was poor. He was very poor, and he gathered wood to keep himself busy. He never quite gathered enough wood to get richer or anything like that. He could never seem to get ahead. But he always had plenty. He always had enough. Well, in this town that he lived in, a famous artist came to town and told all the parents, "You know what? I will teach your children how to draw and paint if you pay me." And that sounded wonderful. So they signed up their children and an art school was formed. It was great. They loved it. And Ma Lian, he had that dream. It planted a dream in his heart. He wanted to paint. So he went to the teacher and said, "I have no money, but I can gather wood for your fires every night and do any other little odd jobs that you want." The art teacher looked at him and said, "I do not teach poor people. Get out of here." Ma Lian was very sad. "Oh, this is not right. I want to paint. I want to draw. I want to make beautiful things. I see so many beautiful things in the world. And I want to share those." Well, he tried at first. He tried just standing in the doorway as the teacher was teaching the classes. And he got chased down. "Go away. You have a baby." So his next idea was, he noticed a large tree next to the school. So one morning before classes started, he climbed up in that tree, and for about a week, he had really good luck. He could hear and see what the kids were drawing, and he was learning how. He's got some good ideas. It was great. But one day, they were doing something really technical, and he was leaned over too far. He fell outside the window. The teacher came out and noticed who it was again, and said, "Don't you know, listening to lessons you haven't paid for is stealing." Oh, Ma Lian was so upset. He ran off into the forest. He sat by a pool and started to cry. But as tears go, they went away. And he started to think what he could do. He said, "You know what? I bet I'll just teach myself how to draw." So he found a stick and he smoothed out some dirt. He started to draw. And the first thing he drew was the first thing he saw. Out in the little pond that he was at, there was this beautiful fish. So he started drawing the fish. He looked at it and he was like, "That doesn't look very good at all. And I've got to go get my wood for the day." So he brushed it away and went off and got his wood for the day. Well, the next day, he was excited because he thought he was going to come up. He thought this was a really good plan. So he got the wood, and then he went back to that same pond, smoothed out some dirt, he threw that fish again. And you know what? That day, the fish looked a little more like a fish. It was pretty awesome. He was excited. So he did this for months and months. And soon his art became art, even though it was drawn with a stick in the dirt. He was making beautiful, beautiful pictures. And the animals, they all gathered around to see what he would draw. And when he left, he didn't scratch it out of the dirt anymore. He didn't brush it aside. He left it. And the animals were very careful to walk around and leave the beauty that Malian had left for them. Well, he did this for years, and he got to be a great artist. And one day, as he came, it was an especially hard day. He hadn't found much wood and ended up having to go a lot of different places that day. So he got to his pool as usual, and instead of drawing, he just fell right asleep. He was so tired that day. And in his dream, and in his sleep, he started to dream. And in this dream, he met a wise old man in a beautiful green robe and walked towards him. He said to him, "Malian, I have seen you. I have seen you toil hard to learn how to draw. And I want to give you a gift. But before I give it to you, I must tell you that you may only use this gift for the good of people." So Malian agreed that he would do that. And the old man reached into his robe and pulled out a golden paintbrush. Oh, Malian was so, so happy. He had never painted it with anything but the stick that he found. He was very excited. But then he woke up. What a strange dream. And I so wanted that paintbrush. But to his surprise, he looked down and in his hand was the golden paintbrush. It was there. Wow, he was very excited. But it was nearly dark at that point, so he went home. The next morning, he went and gathered his wood and sold it. And he said, "You know, today I will go hungry. It will be worth it." So instead of buying the food that he normally bought with his money from selling the wood, he bought rice paper and a little ink. And he went back to the same place where he was always painting, right by a little pond. And he decided that he was going to paint again the first thing he ever painted. So he started to paint a fish. He knew how to paint by now. This was just beautiful. It was the most beautiful. It looked so lifelike. And as soon as he got to the last stroke, the fish fell off the paper. It had become real. And so he cooked it. And that's for dinner. He didn't starve after all. And then he knew the magic of that paintbrush was that whenever he finished his last stroke, whatever he painted came to life, became real. So he painted many things. And then, to come back to his client, he remembered what the old man in his dream had said, to paint for the good of the people. So he started to watch the people. And you know, he noticed that the people were walking about a mile with big loads of water from the river. "Wow," he said, "I bet I could do something for them." So he went to the town center, right in the center of the village, and he drew the prettiest little well, and it had the freshest water. And as soon as he drew that last stroke, it became real. And the people had a well. And he also noticed that the farmers in the fields were pulling their own plows. So he thought that he had a better plan. So he went to the farmer, and out in the field, he drew oxen. And as soon as he touched that last stroke, the oxen became real and helped the farmers to produce even more food. Well, as you know, anything good talked about. So the people in that town started saying, have you heard about Muhammad Lian? And the people in the town over also heard. And eventually the emperor of China at the time heard of Ma Lian. He said, Ma Lian, whatever comes true, whatever he draws, becomes real. Well, the emperor thought, this is a great gift. So he said, I must have Ma Lian come. So Ma Lian was summoned. He didn't really want to go to this city, but in that time and in that place, you didn't really say no to the emperor. So he went, and he went to see the emperor. And the emperor said, Ma Lian, I hear that whatever you draw becomes real. And Ma Lian said, well, it was a gift that I got from a wise man in a dream. It's a paintbrush that does it, not nothing that I do. I just know how to paint. I practice. So the emperor said, well, let's see if it works. I think you should paint me a mountain of gold and a giant golden dragon. And Ma Lian said, oh, I'm so sorry, emperor. But this gift that I have was given came with the requirement that I paint only for the good of the people. I don't see how a mountain of gold for you or even a golden dragon would be any good for the people. I can't do it. Well, the emperor was furious. No one says no to the emperor, so he took the magic paintbrush away from Ma Lian and threw Ma Lian in prison. The emperor said to himself, I'll paint it myself. So he started with the dragon. Well, the emperor had never practiced art, and someone who is so greedy can't even come up with anything beautiful. But he tried anyway, and it worked, just the way Ma Lian did it. As soon as he did the last stroke of the painting, off came the funniest looking creature. It looked like a really messed up rooster. And it squawked, bit the emperor on the nose, and ran into the forest. It did not work out well at all. And the emperor realized that, no, the paintbrush wasn't enough. He does need Ma Lian. So, of course, he asked Ma Lian to come back and said, I am so sorry. You're right. Painting for the good of the people is truly the best thing that you could do. So he says to Ma Lian, and you know what the people would like and what would be good for the people. What about a grand ocean so the people could have beauty and they could hear the sounds of the waves and at the end of the day they could walk on the beach with their families? And Ma Lian thought, you know, he still didn't trust that emperor. But he thought, you know, an ocean would not be a bad thing. So he drew the ocean and it was beautiful. And as soon as he made the last stroke again, oh, it was wonderful, and the people did enjoy it. Well, the emperor, seeing that he had come this far, thought he would go farther. And he said, you know, I bet that ocean has a lot of fish, and fish are good to eat, and these people get hungry quite a bit. What about giant boats to help catch the fish and bring them in and feed the people? Well, Ma Lian was again thinking, yeah, I think that would work. I think that would be good for the people. Although he still didn't trust that emperor. There was something fishy. But he realized the people did need to eat. So he drew the boat. And as he was drawing the boat, the emperor said, oh, and my people would so enjoy beauty. Make the boat golden. And put red silk sails, large red silk sails. And Ma Lian was thinking, well, beauty is good. And he was starting to catch on a little bit. So the emperor said, so he drew it. He drew the boats, and he finished the last stroke, and they became real. And the emperor and all his courtiers got on and said, we're going to catch fish. And he said to Ma Lian one last time, you know, We can't move. The sails aren't filled out. Who you draw the wind. And now Ma Lian knew. the gatepost were not going to be used for their original purpose. But he had an idea. So he drew a wind, a nice peaceful wind, and it filled his sails just a little bit. And then he drew some more wind, and some more, and then there was big dark clouds. And there was, he drew a whole typhoon. It was awesome. It was the hugest, most beautiful, and perfect storm you had ever seen on paper. And as soon as he drew the last stroke, it came and became real. And it blew the emperor and those courtiers so far away that they never saw him again. Well, the people were very excited about this. They said, Malian, you do indeed care for the needs of the people. We would love it if you would be our new emperor, because we're apparently out of emperors. So he said, no, you know, I didn't really even want to come to the city here. I would rather just go back. And so he turned down being the emperor of these people and went back to his town. And even today, if you walk in rural China in the right place and at the right time, you might come across a village that is very beautiful and has beautiful birds. And you might find a little hut at the edge of that village that sits right on the edge of a pond with beautiful fish swimming in it, with beautiful trees and flowers all around it, singing their songs. And if you do see that and go into that hut, you might meet Father Yen, who is still drawing for the good of the people.
Right on schedule. I don't have to do any little bits here or anything.